The Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, or Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem. We'll come back to that in a moment. What are we mentioning? Why are we mentioning rain in the bracha of Gvuros, the bracha of Tchias HaMesim? We mentioned no less than six times in this bracha the words Machayim Mesim, Tchias HaMesim, that Hashem expresses His distinct and unique might by resurrecting the dead, bringing them back to life, something we are incapable of, something, a key that only the divine holds on to. Why are we mentioning rain? And the answer is that rain causes the buried seed to rot, to disintegrate, germinate, produce a beautiful plant. And similarly, a buried planted body emerges and comes back. It comes back to life. A similar process that happens, what rain does to enable germination, growth, flourishing, blossoming, is essentially what happens with a Tchias HaMesim. There's a lot of overlap between the two. It's a beautiful quote. There's some debate who said it. It goes, they tried to bury us, they didn't know that we were seeds. They tried to bury us, they didn't know we were seeds. Sometimes people can be oppressive or persecuting, they could try to bury. When they stick someone in the ground, they think they've won, they've triumphed. What they didn't realize is that when you stick someone into fertile ground, and when you stick a seed into ground, all you've done is accelerate its growth. It's going to come back, it's going to come back stronger, it's going to come back bigger, it's going to come back to a certain extent with a vengeance. And that's what this bracha is really all about. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, His power, His providence, His love, not only is responsible for the rain falling that sustains us, but for bringing us back to life. Even when it seems that we are buried, we were seeds, we come back to life, and we come back stronger in a new world and a new reality. So, Mashiv Aruch HaMorid Ha? Which one is it? What do you say? Geshem, Goshem, why? What's the machlokas? What's the debate real all about? The debate, the machlokas, stems around, do you view this as a standalone insert? Is it its own sentence? Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, we mentioned the Mishnah and Tainus. Do we say it only during the rainy season, all year long? It's not actually the request. It's simply the observation or affirmation, the statement that Hashem uniquely controls the weather. So does it stand alone? Is it on its own? Or is it the introductory phrase? Does it continue with Mechalka Chaim Bechesed? So Hagashem with a kamatz under the gimel, Ramoshan or Chaim Sim in Or Chaim Chelik Dal Sim in Mem, says based on a Tosos and other Rishonim and Adarim, that when there's an Asnachta, you'll excuse me if you're breaking out in hives for grammar references, vowel references, when there's an Achnachta, when there's a pause or a Sof Pasuk, the end of a sentence, one uses a Kamatz. The proper vowel at the end of a sentence or a pause in the sentence is a Kamatz, and therefore, Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, pause, comma, break. Then you return and you continue with Mechalka Chaim Bechesed. That was also the opinion of the Stipel, the Kilas Yaakov. It was also the practice of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. However, others disagree. Rav Sternbach and his Shuvas van Hagos disagrees, and he says it's with a segel. Why? Because he writes, Shetzorach gishmei rachamim v'rotzon lachios, v'gam levad ein bo tamid bracha. It's mashiv aruach amorid hageshem mechalka chayim b'chesed. We need the rain in order for him to sustain life with loving kindness. If there's no rain and nothing grows, we have supply chain issues. We have a cost of eggs and mayonnaise issues. We have challenges of empty shelves and supermarket issues. So Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem is not simply a observation of Hashem's power and might about somewhere else or something else. It's not simply a reflection of the commodity market. It affects and influences our own access to commodities that we need. It doesn't stand alone. It is the introduction to the continuing paragraph. It's Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem Mechalka Chaim B'chesed. So you see there are heavyweights on both sides. It's quoted that the Gra and the Minag Yerushalayim was Geshem with a segol and Tal with a patach. Different opinions. So whatever your custom, whatever your practice, Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, Mashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, it all depends on what your minag and where you come from is. So, I want to share with you one other insight on the sentence before we continue with Mechalka Chaim. We know when it comes to rain, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, we mentioned last time, the Hei HaYadiyah with both. It's not just any wind or any rain that falls or blows. It is the rain, the wind, all coming from above. It's determined from Hashem. There's nothing random or chance about it. And that's why it's not predictable by our weather people. Hashem alone holds the key to it. Something unusual about rain. Pasuk tells us, Rashi, Ambrashis Perak Beis, Pasuk Hey, tells us that the rain, the ecosystem, did not kick in. God did not press go or start until what? Until when? All the rest of the constellations, the rotation, the sun and the moon, everything else about nature began the moment it was created. It was set in motion from the start. The one exception is rain. Hashem held back rain, and the rain didn't fall, the rain didn't start. Condensation didn't rise and turn into clouds and turn into rain. And that is my entire knowledge of the ecosystem. That didn't begin until when? Till the creation of man. And with it, what? The beginning of davening. The beginning of prayer. Why? What is unusual about rain, unlike everything else, the functionality, the sun, the moon, and everything else, that it didn't begin until man was there to ask for it? Why was it different? Moreover, the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph tells us, the Gemara says there's a pasuk, and it links each of the words of the pasuk to the six sedarim of Shas. Our oral Torah is divided into six orders, the Shisha Sedarim, Shas, Shas Mishnayos, Shas Gemara. The six orders are each based on a pasuk, and the order of Zerayim, that has to do with agriculture, things that grow in a field, the laws of separating Shuma, Maaser, and the like, is associated with what word? Emunah. Emunah Sitecha, Emunah. Emunah is Zerayim. Why is Zerayim Emunah? Why is that more Emunah than anything else? You need a lot of Emunah to have a good marriage. Nashim. You need a lot of Emunah for your ox or your car not to get damaged or gored. You need a lot of Emunah for the other Siddurim too. Why is Zerayim Emunah? So two questions. Why is rain the only part of nature that didn't begin to function until we asked? And what is it about Zerayim specific to Emunah? We'll answer both with an insight of the Brisker Rav Velvel, the Grizz, based on a Gra in Brachos tomorrow night.